Welcome to 2025. In last year's 365 days of meditation, we did several different scriptures read meditatively over and over again over a 32-minute period and set to music. In 2025, we're going to go through the Bible from Genesis all the way to Revelation. In doing this, we're going to take four chapters a day, which will lead us to finish the Bible perhaps a day early. I think it's important that we have all of the Word of God available to us so that as the Holy Spirit quickens things in our hearts, He has Scripture in us to draw on. And that is why in 2025, our daily scriptures are going to be reading four chapters of the Bible each day. I'm publishing each chapter as a separate episode, and I hope that that will facilitate each person's reading so that you can decide to read all four episodes in a day, or you can catch up as needed. But what I wanted to do was to make it easy and short so that it would be easy to read through the scripture throughout the year. Now, I think it's important to note this is not the only platform where you can go through and read the scriptures. There are so many more platforms where you can do that. However, one of the reasons I'm creating this is because everybody needs a voice that they resonate with in listening to and reading the scriptures. And while I value the voices of so many godly men and women who have read the scriptures for my benefit, I want to create my voice in reading the scriptures for the benefit of my children, who already love my voice, and for the benefit of posterity. My grandchildren, my great-grandchildren will listen to the scripture read in my voice. And so that is why this project is important. And that is why I received grace to finish it this year, because that feels to me like quite a feat. To read through the Bible in a year is challenging. To be able to actually read and record the audio is also challenging as well. But I believe that it will be done. It can be done. It will be done, God willing. Finally, I just want to share that you are so blessed to be here listening to the Word, and I encourage you to do everything you can to fight for the ability to listen every day. And sometimes when you're not able to listen every day, to catch up when you can. It is a pleasure reading to you. And I want to thank you for being here and listening and being a part of our audience. I do want to explain that the version that we're reading this year is the World English Bible. And the reason for that is that I looked at the different versions and translations of scripture that are not copyrighted. And the World English Bible is one version that was translated specifically to be used in the public domain and is a more recent translation, and so it has a more modern English. Otherwise, I would have gone with the King James Version, but I feel like that English is a little antiquated and may not resonate with readers of our day. And for that reason, I've chosen the World English Bible. Now, if World English Bible does not speak to your scripture language, feel free to listen to other options elsewhere. Again, I want to thank you so much for listening to us this year, or for listening with me this year. And I say congratulations in advance as you accumulate wisdom from the Word. I pray that the Holy Spirit will interpret the Word to you and bring to remembrance key scriptures at exactly. Happy reading, and shalom, shalom.